Rethinking Humanitarianism is back, with new episodes exploring the future of aid. In our first season, we dug into many problems in the humanitarian response sector, from the way data is managed.
Do we feel comfortable with organizations that can claim diplomatic immunity, having control of personal data that can be exploited in a negative way?
To the sector's limits in the fight against climate change.
I live in the Philippines, right? The 7-Eleven of disasters. We are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
To the colonial roots of aid.
I hesitate to call the aid sector a colonial power, but I would comfortably call it a part of a colonial construct.
In this new season, we're going to rethink some of the tired concepts that have plagued the world's response to crises.
I have huge questions about the assumption international solidarity actually does what it claims to do.
But also explore efforts to address the challenges the sector faces.
In my future, that would be the role that INGOs play, really advocating for structural power changes in terms of this behemoth that's developed over the years.
We'll be rethinking the role of NGOs in military interventions like Afghanistan and examining the progress made, or lack thereof, towards diversity, equity, and inclusion in humanitarian response. Join me, Hiba Ali, of The New Humanitarian, for Season 2 of Rethinking Humanitarianism, coming to a podcasting app near you on September 15th.